sponsoring Triple R.
And that is the station you are listening to. It's around, it's coming up to 25 minutes past 11, if you're interested. And in the studio is an artist with a brand new album out. Her name is Lizanne Richards. Thanks for coming in, Lizanne.
Thank you,
is
Brian.
Lizanne.
Oh, any of the above.
any of the above. Did you see Bruce Hames?
Look, I saw him. He flashed by.
Because he's on your album.
He is on my album, and I was actually hoping to meet him and say thanks for playing on my album, but I didn't catch him in time.
Like ships in the night, you just passed
I
each
know.
Other.
One day we might meet.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have liked to have met you. I should have told him to hang around, but nevertheless.
Oh, next time.
You are doing a gig this afternoon.
Yes, I'm doing a gig at the my hometown, Romsey, which is about 45 minutes from here. A lot of people have never heard of Romsey. It's on the way to Lancefield, mm-hmm. near Hanging Rock. And there's a little music shindig happening with a lot of local musicians, including Jared Shaw and a few others.
A shindig?
Oh, look, I just threw that in. Yeah.
It could be a hoot man.
Yeah.
What is it, the Romsey Music Festival, Romsey Folk Festival?
Well, not Romsey, even. It was meant to be the Romsey Street Festival, but I don't know if enough vendors came out.
Yeah.
So Vanessa Meredith, who puts it on, she thought, I'm going to turn this into a music festival. Good on her.
And so that's this afternoon.
Yep. I'm on at 5.
And are you doing any other gigs?
Listen, I'm laying low a little bit, just organising some gigs for next year. I'm at the Kyneton Music Festival, also local to me, in March. Yeah.
You're coming to Melbourne at any stage apart from doing this interview?
Look,
You may?
I definitely think I'm going to make an appearance. I'm hoping the Yarra Hotel. I heard the advert just earlier on the way into town.
Good.
Hope to get in touch with Mick. So
excellent.
Yeah.
I have to say this is a very impressive album. But
thank you.
You have been sort of making music for a little while, haven't you? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I've put two EPs out under the name Lady Grey. So, you know, there's been a few years between that and this album. I suppose I moved out of town and, you know, life happened. And then I got back on the horse and I was actually saving for an electric guitar because I think music's one of those things which I love and I have tried to pursue and, you know, it's not always easygoing, I suppose. But when I saved for my electric guitar, I thought, well, hell, I'll just keep saving and, you know, do what I really was my hope and dream, which was to make a full-length album and do it with a producer. And I was really lucky to get to work with Shane O'Mara on this album. So.
Yeah. Did you buy the guitar?
I did actually, yeah, so I got both.
You got both. So you approached Shane or he approached you? How did that work?
Yeah, well, there's always gateways with this, you know, creative world, and I suppose the gateway for me was getting onto the songwriting mentorship through Push Songs, which Charles Jenkins runs. Mm. And I got mentored by Ashley Naylor, Rebecca Barnard and Charles Jenkins. And they, each individually, I asked them, you know, from my material, who do you think I should try and see if I can get to work with me? And they all said Shane O'Mara. So he was on my hit list anyway, but I guess they provided me the contact number and he's elusive online. His web presence isn't so easy. So, yeah, I managed to get hold of him and send him a few demo tracks and he said yes. That was nerve-wracking, you know.
Yeah.
He could have said
like
no.
An audition, yes.
Oh, absolutely. And so, yeah.
Well, you bought your guitar in, not your electric guitar, acoustic guitar, but
yeah,
you're going to play a couple of songs for us?
Yeah, I'll play.
Why not?
I'll play a song, Stuck on You, which was the first song that I wrote thinking I'm gonna do this album.
Also the title of an Elvis single.
There
Did you know that?
Oh, probably not. Don't really wanna see myself stuck on you. Your family, what a thing to do. took your permanent holiday. You changed lives forever. Where did you cast your die? There we were over. Did you even look over your shoulder?
Lizanne Richards, live in the studios at Triple R for Off the Record, Stuck on You, a song that appears on her, I presume it's your debut self-titled album.
Yes, it is.
Under your own name.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Produced by Shane O'Mara. Tell us a little bit about working in the studio with Shane.
Oh, look, it's going to sound over the top, but it's probably been one of the most joyful experiences of my life. And I think it was a case of, you know, I think he was willing to give me a shot, but as slowly over the process of making the album, we just ended up having so much fun, just hanging out, chewing the fat. I feel like I've been working towards this for my life in a way when I worked out kind of what I wanted to do, and I just felt like I'd finally made it, so in a way reached my, you know, maybe there'll be more goals to follow, maybe another album, but it really was just me driving to the studio each day was just, I felt so happy.
And he assembled the studio band, I presume, including Bruce, a tremendous band.
Well, actually, I did. I had been playing with Ralph Rehuck, who now Shane's nabbed, actually.
Yeah.
And Machine Translations is Ralph's main gig. And so he was on drums, and I think he did a superb job. And Shane recognised, you know, Ralph's brilliance. And really, I think when Ralph was listening to the album, he just said, oh, don't you reckon the drums are up a bit high? But it suits it, you know. Shane knew what he's doing there. And then I had George Rodriguez, who played bass on most of the tracks, and then Shane did a few tracks, and I played guitar on, you know, all of the tracks, and then Shane laid up some great, you know, lead parts as well. And then Bruce Hames featured, and Ray Pereira.
Rape on Percussion.
And that was probably one of my favourite days, watching him at work, yeah.
The PR mentions a number of comparisons with other people, none of which occurred to me at all when I heard the album, so I won't mention them. But it also says you're a worldly soul, and you've had an unusual childhood. Can you tell us about your unusual childhood? How come you're a worldly soul? What makes you a worldly soul?
Gosh, I don't know if I can answer that. Well, look, you know, when you have a cross-cultural experience as a youngster, as I did, so when I was three, my family went out to Africa, Niger, and for 4 years I had my childhood on the edge of the Sahara Desert in Niger. My dad was a missionary doctor, and I've got four older siblings, and I suppose just being immersed in another culture, surrounded by desert, started a dialogue within me, maybe, because when we came back and based ourselves in East Doncaster...
Slight contrast.
I suppose...
In some ways.
It used to be fruit orchards out there, but, you know, it's really built up suburbia now. And I guess the dialogue in my head developed from then, probably just trying to work out, well, humans on land, you know, how we live, how our surroundings are, form us and vice versa. So... And also just I was quite heavily immersed in the Christian subculture as well. So I think also when you grow up in a strong subculture, that also enables you to start a dialogue with subcultures as well, you know, because, you know, I'm maybe part of a different subculture now, but I've had to kind of reconcile those subcultures and, you know, I guess once that's been loosened up a bit, then you've got something to talk about in your head, I suppose. Yeah.
East Doncaster could be a desert of an entirely different type, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Leave that to your imagination.
Would you like to perform one more song for us?
Sure. I'm just going to have to tune up. Yeah, that's another kind of desert. Just going to quickly. But look, and I completely, just something about the whole growing up in the suburbs, you know, I know that I've done my time in the inner city, trust me.
Yes,
and I know it's just always surprising, or not surprising to me now, when you ask people where they grew up, a lot of them grew up out in the suburbs somewhere. And we do, you know, we come to the city because there's just a lot happening, I suppose. And
you're listening to Off the Record. We're talking to Lizanne Richards. She has an album out. Where can people get this album, by the way? It's distributed by Vitamin. Can they buy it on your website?
Yeah, they can. So the releases page on my website, lizannerichards.com, there's everything there, and you can buy it digitally.
There are no details of any gigs.
Well, yeah, I'm going to put
that
these...
They will be coming up.
Yeah, did you check that out?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I actually launched the album in October, so look, it's great to be here now. It would have been great to be here then, but it's just,
hey.
Yeah, it's any time. So all for the Romsey Festival today. This is Of the Sea.
Don't give a sense of time.
Song called Of The Sea from Lizanne Richards, live in the studios of Triple R for Off The Record. It also appears on her album, self-titled album, released through Vitamin, produced by Shane O'Mara. Great choice of producer because he captures the sound perfectly, I reckon.
I feel like for a first experience, I just couldn't have done gotten any better to work with him. And he was so sympathetic to what I do, which is the most you can ask for.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much,
and
Brian.
And we look forward
to
seeing you at some gigs around Melbourne at some stage. But in the meantime, people can catch you in Romsey this afternoon and Kyneton when?
In March, festival's happening.
Okay. There'll be something happening before then, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks. You're listening to Off The Record. Gig Guide coming up straight after some messages and then Bruce.